This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Detailed information on a Johnson & Johnson candidate vaccine for COVID-19 raises no safety concerns, according to the Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee on Wednesday morning. The FDA is holding all-day meetings Friday to review the data and is likely to give the okay within the next few days. Dr. Fauci tells NBC News the one-shot vaccine looks very promising.
The results were interesting because it was conducted in the United States as well as South Africa and in Brazil. It was quite effective. Overall, it was about 85% effective, and there were no hospitalizations or deaths.
Johnson & Johnson has agreed to provide Americans 100 million doses of its vaccine by June, including 20 million by the end of March. After a one-car crash Tuesday morning, Tiger Woods is awake, responsive, and recovering from leg and ankle surgery. Tiger is recovering at Harbor UCLA Medical Center south of downtown Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's get a Tiger Woods single car crash update. Ohio USA Radio News Bureau's Dan Naraki reports.
Tiger Woods was injured in a rollover crash Tuesday in California. Police say his vehicle was involved in a rollover crash just outside of Los Angeles. Woods suffered serious injuries to both legs. In a statement Tuesday night, Woods' team revealed he'd had surgery to repair multiple fractures in his right leg, as well as a shattered ankle. Former President Donald Trump reacted to his friend's accident, telling Fox News,
"He's overcome a lot, he's had an incredible life, and he's going to continue to have an incredible life, but now he'll recover from this. It's pretty bad on the legs, I understand, and he'll figure a way, but he's a wonderful person."
45-year-old Tiger Woods is a 15-time PGA champion who shares the PGA Tour record of 82 career victories with the late, great golfer Sam Snead. Woods attended the PGA Tour's Genesis Invitational in Pacific Palisades, California over the weekend, but he did not compete in the tournament because he was recovering from recent back surgery. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Motor Racing Network caught up with A.J. Allmendinger from Daytona Road Course on Sunday. He was asked, what kind of knowledge do you gain from working the TV side of a race?
Being at home, even when I wasn't racing, I was watching, especially the Xfinity races, trying to do everything I could help to keep moving forward with college racing and building it. Because that's something that I've truly enjoyed, maybe more than I expected, was just being part of the team, even if I wasn't driving. If you ask Chris Rice, I know him completely about what I would see. I'm brutally honest, like he is to me as well. And that's why we have such a good relationship, and all the men and women at College Racing, we're in it as a team, as a family. There's no pointing fingers. It can be hard sometimes because we will tell each other the truth. And sometimes the truth isn't always nice to hear on both ways, but it definitely allowed me to watch everything that was going on and just get a different perspective. It probably doesn't help me inside the car, but just to have a different perspective and know that we're trying to head in the right direction.
NASCAR Racing Sunday will be from the Homestead Miami Raceway. The Dixie Vodka 400 starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. Spring training for Major League Baseball gets underway this weekend. 14 games are scheduled for Sunday. The official start of the 2021 MLB season is Thursday, April 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, joining us. Hey, Liz, how you doing other than trying to stay warm there, huh?
Good morning. Well, I'm at, upstairs, Andrew. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Someone just came to the door. I'm great. Thank you. I'm in the Northeast, and we have an enormous amount of snow, which is absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And thank heavens everyone is working remotely at our house, so we don't have to get out.
It's as long as you got plenty of bandwidth, it's all good. Everybody's happy. Hot coffee.
Exactly.
Hey, it's all good.
I have to say, Bill, I did forget to get dinner last night. It was a bit slim pickings at the house, but we're managing.
Well, good. Real quick, I just wanted to bring this into the conversation right off the bat. This comes from Gary Bauer. He says, when Democrats weren't busy dancing on Rush Limbaugh's grave yesterday, there was absolutely disgusting
yeah.
the comments people were making. I mean, how uncivil for a country that says, hey, we need to unify, right? Well, while they were doing that, he says they were holding a hearing in Congress to establish a commission to study reparations for slavery. Yes, they want to do it. Joe Biden is behind this. He wants to make sure Native Americans are included. Of course, the vast majority of Americans oppose the idea. But simply debating reparations, he says, will predictably and understandably make the racial divide in America worse. It's illogical on its face. What justice is served by forcing Americans who never owned slaves to pay money to Americans who never were slaves? And he notes an interesting factoid here is that, if this passes, he could talk to his former sidekick, the former President Barack Obama, whose ancestors owned slaves. I don't know if you knew that.
I remember that as sort of an odd footnote in his career.
So this could be a double-edged sword. Hey, Brock, good news, bad news. Good news is we passed reparation. Bad news, you owe us money.
Look, I think Joe Biden, for reasons I cannot possibly determine, has jumped from one segment of the third rail of American politics to the next. He is deep now into immigration, which we all know is an unbelievably fraught issue. How he and his people think this is a way of bringing the country together, I have no idea. Every president prior to Joe Biden has stumbled on immigration. We all agree we need immigration reform. No one seems able to get that done, and yet he is plowing ahead as fast as he can. I just find it so strange that he has tackled all these really high-tension topics. Gun control, he's out there with gun control measures,
right.
One of which is a really serious thing that could put gun makers out of business, this
exactly.
idea of taking away liability. Mm-hmm. Now, some of this won't pass, but I guess the question, you do have to kind of come back to what his campaign was, which was about working across the aisle, bringing the country together. So far, there has not been an instant where those instincts or those impulses have been in control. I don't get it, Bill. And, you know, he has a honeymoon period. All presidents do. I don't think it ends well.
Did Donald Trump have honeymoon period?
No, yeah, you're right.
Except
Donald Trump did not. He had a negative honeymoon period. You know, the marches and the vitriol were just gearing up as he took office. Honestly, I don't understand it. We have, look at the country, probably the worst sin from Joe Biden, in my view, right now, is he is playing Obama 2.0, 3.0, and going out there and telling the country still that we're in a dark, dismal place. The Wall Street Journal has an article today which talks about herd immunity being reached in April. That's like 2 months ahead of what most people are looking at. We have an economy that is robustly rebounding. There is such good news out there, and all we hear from the president is how dismal things are. You know what? With Obama, that really didn't play well. It got people depressed. And look at... And that's what's happening today. Mm-hmm. We have consumer sentiment in the tank. I mean, figure that one out. Just as the vaccines are rolling out, industrial production, housing, all kinds of other measures and significant segments of the economy are up very strongly, and Joe Biden is depressing people. I mean, it's amazing, really.
Yeah. Well, the thing that also amazes me, Liz, is they're putting so much into the vaccine when you've got a third of the country saying, hey, get that stuff away from me. I don't want anything to do with it. And in my question the other day about herd immunity, we have, you know, you've got a couple elements here that you have to look at, benchmarks. Not only you have the vaccine involved, but you have the natural course of our own, you know, human bodies building up immunity over this as well. And I was asking an expert, I just said, okay, have you guys figured that in? Because, you know, we heard statements, Dr. Fauci, at one point said 50%, then it became 60. I mean, the goalposts keep moving. Now it's 80% of the people have to be vaccinated in order to have, you know, herd immunity. And I said, but you're not taking with that statement. I don't hear any consideration for our bodies just naturally creating some immunity.
Well, and also the fact that there are millions and millions of people who've had this disease. We don't even know how many have had it.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people who don't really develop many significant symptoms and haven't been tested. Look, we're getting through this for whatever reason, and honestly, I can't comprehend it. Well, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say, well, for whatever reason, the administration doesn't want you to know that we're getting through it. But the reason is, if people become optimistic about COVID and the economy, then they can't pass this monster $1.9 trillion free-for-all spending bill, which is completely, I believe, out of bounds. Do we need some targeted help with some individuals who are unemployed or businesses which are on the brink of going under, like the airlines? Yes, we need some targeted help. Do we need $1.9 trillion? No. I mean, Bill, there's not even – I talked to Nicole Malliotakis yesterday, who is a newly elected congresswoman from New York, and Nicole says – we were talking about this bill. She said, you know, no one is even talking about the economy. They're talking about 1.9 trillion, or should it be 1.6, or maybe 2.2. And oh boy, we can't wait to get to the next $2 trillion bill. You know,
well, he's talking 3 trillion.
Yeah.
He says 3 trillion.
And she said, you know, she tries to talk to Democrats about what's actually going on in the economy. Nobody's even interested. It's sort of like literally is not even on the table. Doesn't that just strike you as unbelievably irresponsible?
Well, not to mention when we even talk about $1.9 trillion, have you noticed how they scrubbed some of the information? They're not telling us where a lot of, you know, that money that has nothing to do with COVID is going.
That's right. That's right. It alarms me. In fact, I was, when you called, I was working on a tweet, I'm embarrassed to say, to the New York Post saying, if you're going to cover this $1.9 trillion bill, which they do, of course, they have reporters working on it, please mention the single biggest, and I was researching to make sure I'm not wrong on that, certainly one of the top two or three items is this $350 billion bailout to blue cities and states that never gets mentioned. It's all about, the $1,400 checks, the incremental unemployment. Okay, what's really happening here is Democrats rewarding their own for ponying up during the election, and $350 billion, where, by the way, the states and cities, according to the Committee for the Responsible Federal Budget, kind of a misnomer.
It's a mouthful, yeah.
I've already spent $500 billion on cities and states. So
unbelievable.
This is not a new thing.
Got to go to break. We've got more from the Fox News contributor, Liz Peek, after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Martinez for We the People.
Hey, that's what we stand for. We're committed to it because we're fresh and independent. And so far, hey, we're still allowed to do this. Thank God, but the cancel culture is in full force. There's no doubt about it. But look, if we're going to rise to the level, in the highest level that we all can rise to, then we have to have freedom of speech. You know, I wrote in a recent commentary that without freedom of speech, we have no United States of America. We have no Constitution. We have no freedom. And that's what it all comes down to. She's a Fox News contributor, former Wall Street analyst, Liz Peek is with us. And Liz, you know, when you think about, because you've been in business most of your life and you understand the way business operates, and the way Joe Biden is conducting business as the chief executive officer of the country, it's absolutely insane. I mean, instead of looking at the things that Donald Trump had done, the momentum, the things that he had built up, he just comes in and, you know, executes 40 executive orders willy-nilly to satisfy the hard left that compromises jobs. Now he's become, you know, job killer Joe Biden. I mean, this is just absolutely insane.
I think it's strange. And I think the only, well, and I think it is in his haste, I think he has made some significant blunders, like canceling the Keystone Pipeline got the ire up of even labor leaders, because you don't just walk in and destroy good union jobs, high paying jobs, and then say, oh, you know, don't worry, these people get green jobs soon. Well, what does that even mean? There are, you know, I went.
What was he? Was he channeling his Hillary Clinton when she made that statement about canceling coal, right?
You know, it's quite extraordinary, and it shows such a callous indifference to what working people really care about and what their needs are. But by the way, the same indifference really was the hallmark, in my view, of the Obama regime. Mm-hmm. All these liberal elites, they really don't get it, that people need to work, they need to have a solid job, that our energy industries provide those kinds of jobs. They're not... I understand that they're not popular with the elites because, oh my gosh, they create carbon emissions. Well, guess what? Those carbon emissions also mean that we have heat in our homes and
exactly.
that our hot water comes on when we want it. It's so boneheaded that, you know, I can't even go there, honestly.
But I
think that Biden has rushed foolishly into all kinds, I said, many third rails and of American politics. And I do not understand how he thinks that this will set him up for a successful presidency. He, in other words, he didn't have to go there. He didn't have to undo the border changes and the asylum policies that Trump put in. Remember when during the Obama years and also during the early Trump years when we had those swarms of caravans coming across the border, Americans were horrified.
Exactly.
We know if we don't have a secure border, we don't have a secure country. Mm-hmm. And to pretend that is okay and to reverse those policies, it was just stupid, Bill. I don't understand it. But by the way, my big focus this past week has been on this $1.9 trillion so-called relief bill, which is, I think, also just a gigantic mistake. For one thing, it's not going to get any Republican votes, and rightly so. It is not just about helping people who need help. It's about helping Democrats. And it's so offensive and so wasteful.
Exactly.
You know,
well, how much money still is there is still waiting to be spent that hasn't been spent yet?
Over $1 trillion has not been spent.
Right.
And I was looking up, I was reading this morning about, in particular, the money that's been allocated for schools has not been spent. Only, I think I'm going to make up these numbers, but it's in the Washington Times, I think, this morning. Something like 6 out of $130 billion has actually been spent. That's from the prior bill for schools. And, of course, they want another more than $100 billion more. This has nothing to do with COVID anymore. It has to do with padding school budgets in ways that presumably will help the teachers' unions, the teachers' unions who have refused to go back to work, and Joe Biden who has refused to make them go back to work. I am sure there are millions of teachers who really would like to get back in the classroom, who understand that kids are really suffering, and particularly poor kids and minority kids who aren't getting much of an education at all.
So, Liz, I keep thinking we're going to come to that moment, kind of like with Ronald Reagan in the air traffic controllers. Remember, he told them, go to work, because if you don't go to work, you're out. You're out of a job. Are we going to come to that crossroads? Are we going to come to that?
Well, we won't, because we've got a Democrat in the White House, and as we know, the teachers' unions funnel hundreds of millions of dollars to Democrats, and they own the party. They literally own the party. That's the tragedy.
Amazing.
And
the
only good news, I have to say, Bill, is I think for the first time in a long time, Americans are looking at what's going on with our schools and the teachers' unions and saying, whoa, maybe they really are too powerful. Maybe they really don't have the kids' best interests at heart. And I think that's kind of a wake-up call.
You know, without a doubt. You know, you mentioned the callousness of the left, the liberal left, and their attitude towards, you know, the forgotten man and woman that just wants a job, they want to work. And, you know, do you think because of the way they're mishandling this, that this is going to raise the ire even more so as further discussion of the Hunter Biden collusion and, you know, we're hearing more about the other tentacles of Biden Incorporated that Peter Schweitzer had reported about, and there's even new revelations coming up, and I mean, these guys didn't waste a time. In a moment, as soon as Biden was elected president, the family started sending out inquiries, you know, and saying, "Hey, you know, are the big guys in the big seat? And you know, we've got big happenings on the expectation here. You ready to do some business?"
Well, I would love to think that we'll get some attention on those things. I'm not at all confident that we will, because the liberal media, as we know, distorts and lies, and more important, they cherry pick. They cherry pick what stories they're going to cover and which ones they aren't. For example, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, where I live, is really in hot water, and deservedly so. His policies caused unnecessary deaths among seniors. He tried to cover it up, and he lied about the cover-up. That story wasn't even picked up by left-leaning media like MSNBC and CNN until it was absolutely necessary that, you know, they couldn't avoid it.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, obviously, goes on a trip with his family, at an ill-timed trip, no question about it, and you would think that he had murdered someone, the amount of attention he's gotten. It's ludicrous.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just how they operate, Bill, and I don't see much happening. The only thing worse than big media, mainstream media, is big tech. And I think actually if Republicans all wanted to direct their ire at one target, it should be big tech, because they think now they run the world, and they kind of do. So this skirmish going on in Australia, for those who have not read about it, you should, because it's a very interesting face-off between Facebook and Australia. And so far, Australia is holding their ground. I'm really thrilled to see it. I hope other countries stand up. The United States won't, because big tech also elected Joe Biden.
Joe Biden,
but
exactly. Right.
I think other countries are going to make a stand here, and it's really quite impressive.
No, it really is, and we are keeping an eye on what's happening there, and thank God. I mean, look, this thing is so massive. And this is the bad side of a globalist mindset and a globalist economy, is that not everybody, you know, goes in with one size fits all, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So this is what they're dealing with.
But it's good to see at least a country, Australia, deciding that they are not going to allow big tech to make important decisions in their country, and they are in charge. And you know what? We need to start doing that here, too, because of all the things going on, so I have a friend who every day sends me posts on my Twitter feed showing that, you know, something I've written that gets 6,000 likes is now down to 4,000. You know,
right.
I mean, it's pretty interesting. I mean, really, I'm not that important. If Twitter is canceling me and sort of shadow banning me, imagine the damage that they're doing.
Well, there's no question. I mean, look, they want everybody to fall in line here. I mean, this is a coordinated effort. That is clear. And that's why, you know, our First Amendment right is so important. And here we are worrying about liability in other areas. But we don't want to talk about the liability for big tech, do we?
No. I you know, by the way, Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, has stood up and said he's going to impose, you know, create a bill that would impose fines on
exactly.
Big tech.
I love
I'm
that idea,
in.
Liz. We're out of time. We got
right,
to be continued. Thank you. Be safe and
Thank
stay
you.
Warm, Liz.
You too.
Thank
Bye
you.
Now.
Bye.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Detailed information on a Johnson & Johnson candidate vaccine for COVID-19 raises no safety concerns, according to the Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee on Wednesday morning. The FDA is holding all-day meetings Friday to review the data and is likely to give the okay within the next few days. Dr. Fauci tells NBC News the one-shot vaccine looks very promising.
The results were interesting because it was conducted in the United States as well as South Africa and in Brazil. It was quite effective. Overall, it was about 85% effective, and there were no hospitalizations or deaths.
Johnson & Johnson has agreed to provide Americans 100 million doses of its vaccine by June, including 20 million by the end of March. After a one-car crash Tuesday morning, Tiger Woods is awake, responsive, and recovering from leg and ankle surgery. Tiger is recovering at Harbor UCLA Medical Center south of downtown Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You know, the fact that it's on us, we the people, really commands us to get activated and do something about it. We just because that's the way it is doesn't mean that's the way it always has to be. Because it never was always this way, if you know what I'm talking about. And our next guest, Kevin Kiley, is back with us, state assemblyman out of the state of California, where I was born and raised. I'm now in Florida. And I just so respect what Kevin has done on behalf of we the people in fighting the good fight on the West Coast. As you know, we've got two governors of preeminence, clearly, that maybe it's about time for them to have their day in the people's court in terms of what they have done and what they have failed to do on behalf of the people. Kevin Kiley has written a new book called Recall Newsom, The Case Against America's Most Corrupt Governor. Kevin, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks for having me, Bill. I appreciate it.
Well, Recall Newsom, last I heard 1.8, are we up to 2 million signatures now on that recall petition?
I think it's a little over 1.7, maybe 1.75, somewhere in there. I think the latest numbers were a little below that, but there's been a couple of days since then, and the pace has been picking up rapidly. We've got until March 17th is the final deadline to get 1.5 verified signatures, so the goal is upwards of 2 million to have a comfortable enough buffer, and I think we're on track.
Exactly, because normally it's 1.5 million signatures. But as you say, a buffer is wise to have because unlike what the Democrats did in this past election, they're going to make sure all these signatures count, right?
Well, there is a verification process, but, you know, the recall campaign itself has hired its own independent signature verification firm to make sure that, you know, the numbers match what the county elections offices are coming up with and to make sure that we have a good sense of what the number of verified signatures is. So I think that, you know, we have plenty of reason to be optimistic that at the end of the day, we will have a recall qualified and the voters of California will have a chance to remove Gavin Newsom from office.
Yeah. I was just being a little bit of a political brat there by saying, you know, the question of the signatures, because that was a lot of controversy going through Dominion that somehow they were able to dial back and, you know, signatures go by the wayside. But that's all that was referenced to. But seriously, this issue is to make sure that these signatures do count and that the recall can go through. Kevin, last year when we talked about all this that was going on, you said that you're writing this new book, Recall Newsom, The Case Against America's Most Corrupt Governor. Boy, that's a powerful headline.
Well, sure, and I think it's richly deserved. I mean, when you look at the way that Gavin Newsom has mismanaged the COVID-19 response, it hasn't just been a failure of leadership, it's been abuse of the public trust. And I actually use 8 different adjectives to describe his worst in the nation response to COVID-19. But corrupt is the one I put on the cover because I think that more than anything else is the defining feature of Gavin Newsom, is he simply sold his power and what he now claims to be absolute power to the highest bidder. I opened the book with the quote, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And it's just one example. He's kept our schools closed longer than any other state because that's what his biggest campaign donor, the California Teachers Association, instructed him to do.
Kevin, in all these things, we always say follow the money. That just seems to be the most commonsensical thing to do. And the money tentacles that go into the back pocket of Newsom are quite obvious, aren't they? You mentioned the teachers union for one. What other interests are what other interests have participated in buying the governor's favor?
Well, there's a lot of examples. If you look at the infamous French Laundry dinner, for example, the lobbyist being feted that night apparently used his influence to attain an exemption from Newsom's lockdown for Hollywood. Or if you look more broadly at not just the California Teachers Association, but the massive union conglomerates like SEIU that all funded Newsom's campaigns and are responsible for his rise to power, he's richly rewarded them with, for example, enforcing AB5, the ban on independent contracting, one of the most corrupt laws in our country's history. Even before COVID-19, no one has received more money from PG&E, the utility that has caused all kinds of devastating wildfires in California. No one no single politician had received more money than Gavin Newsom. He and his wife have received over $700,000. And so there's, in fact, just last week, Capital Public Radio had a bombshell report about how Newsom used his emergency powers to award many no-bid contracts to his top campaign donors. And the article from Capital Public Radio, the investigation, drew a direct link between, okay, they gave $100,000 here, $100,000 there, and then they got this contract worth tens of millions of dollars. So it's really, you know, quite remarkable when you look at how this has played out. Gavin Newsom has allowed solicitude for his biggest funders to guide the most crucial elements of our COVID-19 response.
You know, Assemblyman, this comes from someone who's related to Nancy Pelosi, and Nancy Pelosi has been the national queen for quid pro quo. It seems that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree here.
Well, I mean, you know, Governor Newsom, I think, is sort of is distinctive in the way that he has, you know, I think people understand that many politicians, you know, are subject to influence, but the level that has attained with Gavin Newsom, I think, is without comparison, which is why I call him the nation's most corrupt governor. And, of course, one of the reasons that he was trying to keep all these special interest groups happy and trying to use COVID-19 and the state of emergency to, you know, increase his rewards that he was conferring on them is because he thought he needed them if he wanted to run for president, which he clearly did. And he, you know, many people believe, I certainly do, that he used the arrival of the coronavirus on our shores to launch his 2024 presidential campaign. And so that's a whole other chapter. One of the adjectives is self-promotion. emotional, that he was using this pandemic, this state of emergency, especially in the early stages, to get himself in front of the TV cameras as much as possible. So that's kind of the through line, is that in, you know, this period of time in which all of our lives were upended and everyone was sacrificing so much, Gavin Newsom was cashing all that in for his own political self-promotion.
You know, you bring up a good point here, and that is in the era of COVID, yes, opportunity reigned, and many politicians, whether it was Gavin Newsom, certainly Governor Cuomo, other, it seems to be a thread that runs through the blue state governor houses that seems to be consistent. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, you may get some attention, but in this case, it could be not the most positive attention, because you're still going to be measured based on your leadership. You know, what kind of governorship, you know, were you able to execute on behalf of the people, the citizens of California, during this critical pandemic?
Well, that's right. And, you know, it's been pretty much the worst in the country when you look at Gavin Newsom's actual performance. You know, we've had about the highest unemployment rate throughout the course of COVID-19. We also have had very poor public health outcomes, despite having the strictest lockdowns in the country. All facets of a public health response unrelated to just restricting human activity, like testing, like the vaccine rollout, like protecting vulnerable populations, like supporting our healthcare workers. Newsom has been about the worst in the country. And that doesn't even begin to talk about the utter failures of our state bureaucracy under his management, like the EDD, our unemployment department, which has kept, you know, millions of people waiting months, if not longer, for their checks and keeping food off the table, all the while allowing a $31 billion fraud to be perpetrated by prisoners that were posing mm-hmm. claimants, and Newsom ignored several warnings from the federal government about the risk of this fraud.
Exactly. Well, I want to break down the numbers a little bit more. You're an attorney, so you deal in the facts, and I want to give you that opportunity. You cited in the book and recall Newsom, and we'll get into more detail on the other side of the break. Meanwhile, there's some other obvious issues that need to be addressed here, and that's been just the blatant arrogance and disregard for our U.S. Constitution, Kevin. Hasn't there been examples of that as well, particularly with people of faith?
Well, absolutely, and that's why we took Gavin Newsom to court. I did, and another assembly member acting as our own attorneys, and we won a decision from a superior court that he had serially abused his powers and violated the Constitution.
Well, we're talking with the California State Assemblyman Kevin Kiley. His new book, Recall Newsom, The Case Against America's Most Corrupt Governor. This is, I mean, here is an attorney, you know, in legal terms, presenting to the court. That's us. We get to be the court of public opinion dealing with real facts, not like what we did during the impeachment trial.
COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now
and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you, and we're talking with California State Assemblyman Kevin Kiley about his new book. A little bit of background. Kevin was reelected to the State Assembly with the highest vote total for a Republican in California history. Now, we're talking a one-party state that's been pretty well, pretty well controlled by the Democrats for decades now. And for Kevin to make this kind of impact, this should tell you a lot about, about his character and about his ability to lead the people. He's become Governor Newsom's chief antagonist in the legislature. And as I said, was just recently reelected to the state assembly in his new book, Recall Newsom, The Case Against America's Most Corrupt Governor. Kevin, I want to give you an opportunity to break this down. We touched on some examples, but specifics in terms of what measures Governor Newsom and affixes the most corrupt governor title, upon him and his administration.
Well, you know, one of the other things that has been most troubling about his handling of COVID-19 is that he has claimed that a state of emergency, which he declares, and no matter how long it lasts, quote, centralizes the state's powers in his hands and makes California into an autocracy or really a dictatorship in the ancient Roman mold. And so he's turned the legislature into essentially a decorative body, at least for large portions of this, and claimed that he has the right to make laws unilaterally on his own and to rule the state by fiat. And that's precisely what he's done. He's changed over 400 California laws unilaterally and totally remade life in our state one pen stroke at a time, which is something that our system of government has never contemplated. It's what James Madison, the father of the U.S. Constitution, called the very definition of tyranny, and something that the California Constitution in particular does not allow. So myself and another legislator took Gavin Newsom to court and challenged him precisely on that basis, that he was usurping the powers of the legislature.
And you successfully prosecuted this legal case against Newsom. Now, did this include the total of 400-plus unilateral, you know, executive orders that he executed, or was it just, you know, the main ones?
Well, in a court case, you have to challenge one particular order, so you just have to pick one of them. But the idea is to create a precedent that applies to all of the others. And so in the one that we, you know, challenged, which happened to deal with vote by mail, which the governor mm-hmm. ordered, you know, that was something that he decided to do on his own, but it's the prerogative of the legislature. And the judge found that not only did he violate the Constitution in decreeing that particular order, but had done so with many of his other orders. And indeed, the governor himself said, or his lawyers did, that the judge's ruling would invalidate potentially dozens of his executive orders. So the Court of Appeals is now considering the case, but we're quite confident in our argument and that, you know, the court will uphold this decision and will serve as a real and meaningful check on the powers of this governor as well as any future governor who may wish to abuse powers during a state of emergency in order to, you know, instantiate a one-man rule.
Well, Kevin, help us understand. So you win this case. Okay, it's in the Court of Appeals, and you win it. And you already have the judge giving his opinion that this could affect, you know, maybe a dozen others. Does this vacate everything, or you just have to go back and pick another one and maybe do another 12? Or is there enough intestinal fortitude within the body of the legislature to take a stand to say, you know, all these are vacated immediately?
Well, that's something that we would, you know, advocate for. And if and when the decision becomes operative, you know, we are prepared to identify all of the orders that we believe are no longer valid and that the governor should withdraw. And if he doesn't, then, you know, they can be easily challenged. As one example, there's currently a lawsuit challenging the lockdown of businesses. And the court there has been waiting for the decision in our case. They actually just went ahead and ruled against the plaintiffs and said, well, we can't wait any longer. But they've been waiting for our case as a precedent in that decision.
Mm-hmm. And again, relevant to, you know, this appeal case, how much longer do you think we'll have to wait before we get a decision on this?
Well, I don't know. The case has been fully briefed since the end of December, and we've just kind of been waiting. And unfortunately, the court can just sort of rule whenever it chooses, or it'll summon us for oral argument and then issue its decision. So I'm, you know, getting pretty impatient, you know, we hope it happens soon.
Kevin, we know that, and this has been coming out more and more relevant to lockdowns in other states, where you have local sheriffs that have an incredible amount of authority, and they're starting to exercise that authority because they see what's happening at the ground level, that, first of all, it's a violation of constitutional rights, and they're saying, hey, look, they're not going to be a party to something that's unconstitutional and that they will no longer enforce some of these draconian lockdowns that these governors in other states have been executing upon their citizens. Is anything like that occurring in California?
Well, sure. I mean, you've had a number of sheriffs, including the three sheriffs in the counties that I represent, who have responded to things like the curfew or the lockdowns mm-hmm. and said, you know, we're going to focus our efforts and resources on actual criminals, you know, folks who are posing a danger to the community, who are committing robbery and burglary and assaults and that sort of mm-hmm. thing. And we're not in the business of, you know, telling folks that you need to go back to your house at 10 p.m. rather than, you know, stay at your neighbor's to play, you know, Scrabble. I think that that's, you know, the approach that all law enforcement has taken. And so, you know, Governor Newsom will purport to impose a curfew or that sort of thing. But really, you know, the only force he has to kind of, you know, assure compliance in many counties is he's been very, I would say, arbitrary and even reckless in terms of wielding license withdrawals and penalties as a stick to try to, you know, force businesses into line.
Well, you know, in one of your latest commentaries you have written, and we touched a little bit on this, but I want to unwrap this just a little bit more. We've got about 5 minutes left here, and that has to do with Newsom closing the loop on one of the most corrupt episodes in California history. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, we're talking $35 million in no-bid contracts for voter education ads.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is something that Alex Padilla, the prior Secretary of State, did. He had no legal authority to do so, but instead he did. But he just, on his own, gave this $35 million contract to a partisan PR firm that worked for the Biden campaign in order to produce ads on how to vote by mail. The Sacramento Bee and multiple media outlets have decried it as compromising the integrity of our election. And indeed, the state's controller, who is herself a statewide elected Democrat, she blew the whistle. She refused to allow the payment to go forward. So now, you know, the work was done, though. The ads were aired. So this consulting firm, this PR firm, you know, had these $35 million invoices that were unfulfilled. So what Gavin Newsom and the legislature have done is they've gone back and said, all right, we're just going to authorize money now to allow them to get paid. But I've actually pointed out that that violates the state constitution, which says you can't fund a contract that was entered into without authority under law.
And, of course, State Controller Betty Yee is who you're referring to, who herself is a Democrat. She's the one that blew the whistle and has stopped the payment. So the payment right now is still suspended, correct?
Well, it is, but the governor just signed this bill, and so the bill appropriates funds to make those payments, although I think it's, you know, very likely there will be a legal challenge.
Mm-hmm. So but what happens? I mean, you send $35 million to this PR firm. They did the work, and you challenge it. And so, you know, Governor Newsom gets a little bit of a political hit. You know, life goes on. I mean, you know, what is the remedy for the people that just had $35 million taken out of their treasury?
Well, I think the remedy is to vote him out. I mean, you know, beyond the lawsuit that I think is likely, it's another reason why this governor has abused the public trust and no longer, you know, is, I think, worthy of holding the office of governor of California. And I think it's just going to add more fuel to the recall, which has already become the greatest citizens movement in California history.
Exactly. And, of course, Secretary of State Alex Padilla, he took over the seat of Kamala Harris, right?
That's right. You know, that's just another example of how, you know, Gavin Newsom owns this contract, because after this all came to light, rather than asking Padilla to resign because he'd abused the public trust himself, he gave him a promotion. You know, he made him a U.S. senator, showing once again that corruption is the way to climb the political ladder in California.
Unbelievable. And you wonder, where's the last straw on the people's back, where they finally just say enough of this corruption? I mean, based on what we're seeing with people signing this this recall petition, it seems like we're getting close and very close to all this, Kevin, don't you think?
I think so. I think that the recall is the way that now the people of California are saying enough is enough, and they're reviving the words of the Declaration of Independence, the consent of the governed. And so I think it's something that has the potential to be truly transformative in turning California around.
And in turning California around, are we talking in terms of its return to a real true party state, no longer a one party state? Because the Democrats have had their run with this state, and they've become the poster child of the new Democratic Party in terms of controlling and dictates and, you know, draconian measures and, you know, central command taking over. There's no, you know, there's very limited participation of we the people. What do you see for the future of California?
Well, that's right. I think that we need to return to a government of by and for the people. We've had for many years, you know, a corrupt political class that caters only to special interests, that have turned our capital into this insular place where backroom deals are ratified through a sham legislative process without giving the public any right to participate, and all the while taking power away from the local communities where public participation is most meaningful. So I see this recall as a chance to revive self-government, to provide a new spark of liberty and self-government across the state, to return power to local communities where decisions can be made closest to the people. I think at the end of the day, that's going to be the fundamental you know, effect of this recall, is to reverse, not just to you know, remove Gavin Newsom, but to repudiate everything that he stands for.
Without a doubt. Well, Kevin Kiley, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the book, Recall Newsom, the case against America's most corrupt governor. State Assemblyman from the California Legislature,
the
Kevin
stress
Kiley.
Stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power Grid.